troubling. Go, go before this light changes so I can go too. Go, 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 go. Never have too many copies of Street Hoops. What if one catches on fire? Like, what's the opposite of happy hardcore? Did anyone ever make sad hardcore? Or is that just hardcore? Yeah, this is on an album called Happy Hardcore Top 100, so... Lane. Oh, I can't get up.
Ladies and gentlemen, I gotta get out of this lane.
Proud to announce, I got out of that lane.
Sorry, what?
this is just as, like, taking an acapella song and putting all this shit on it, this hasn't made me happier. Because honestly, if there's like an acapella song that I would fucking be okay with hearing, it's this. It's the original version of this. Fuck you, Jack Johnson. Dear Jack Johnson, fuck you.
You know I love my lady. We've been together so long. But like a one-night
recording. Fucking Jack Johnson.
Of my favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personal column, there was this letter that read, if you like pina coladas, getting caught in the rain.
Fucking soft ass shit.
If you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain, if you like making love at midnight in the dunes of the cave.
Jack Johnson makes Jimmy Buffett look like MCAT Steve.
I didn't think about my lady.
Go fuck yourself.
Came out.
Okay, but here's another one I could screw up.
What is it?
Am I gonna do this by myself?
Yeah, you should do it by yourself.
Okay, well, I think I'll try it in a different key. I'll try it in the normal key. Yeah, if it sounds bad, these people are just gonna have to wait.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing.
I mean, this isn't unplugged, Kirk, but I, you know, I'm sure. Thank you. Cover this. What the fucking fuck? Busting. Shitty. This is a. I mean, it's like a fairly complete. Like it's competent, right? Like, I mean, they're playing. It's the song. No one needs this. Want to bust that body.
I just like the sound of it. stick the 7 inch in the computer.
Oh, god damn it. The longer it goes, the angrier I get. Yeah, the longer this goes, the angrier I get. This too. Yeah, of all the games that needed to be immortalized in song, I think we can all agree that Evolve is pretty high on that list. arguing with each other while the song was just like, fuck. Loud.
Meditation will take you into the temple of Malkuth.
Great.
To awaken and manifest the gifts available to you there.
Okay, yeah, that's where I'm headed. So
let's, Malkuth corresponds to the body, the external world,
Got
and
it.
Universe.
Yeah.
Its qualities are the elemental force of nature, discernment and discrimination, physical energy, health, prosperity, wealth, and common sense.
Oh, well, alright.
It represents the essence of what we truly are. All Tree of Life meditations, studies, and pathworking commence in the Sephira of Malkuth.
Of course. Why wouldn't they?
Malkuth means kingdom. Malkuth is composed of four colours which relate to the four elements.
Well, let's hear them.
They are russet for fire, citron for air, olive for water, and black for earth. Its magic gifts are grain, oil, and gems.
Oh, gems.
Zandalphon
like diamonds?
Is the archangel of the realm of Malkuth. The magical image of Malkuth is a young maiden. The minor arcana tarot cards, representing 10, also relate to Malkuth.
Okay.
Before starting the meditation, light up candles in the colors of Malkuth.
Woo!
And gather the appropriate crystals.
Yeah, let's get my crystals.
You may, if you
light
wish,
up these crystals.
Create a personal altar for this purpose. Ground yourself by imagining roots growing from your feet down into the planet Earth. In the days immediately following your Malkuth meditation, focus your attention upon perceiving the four elements and the qualities of Malkuth as they manifest in the world around you and within you. Analyze your interactions with other people. What element or quality predominates in your exchange? How do the other elements or qualities manifest themselves? As you become more familiar with these, examine yourself closely and observe yourself with this in mind. It will be very useful to note this down in a diary. Return regularly to the Malkuth Temple and pursue a further, more thorough exploration.
I like Act 2 of Malkuth Temple Zone. I think it's got some really interesting jumps.
You feel ready and prepared to explore the other temples. Are you ready for your meditation now?
Hell yeah. Let's fuck it up.
Oh,
a mess. But surely they will come. Onto the Golden Gate Bridge, so it's like I can't, you know.
Wait.
We gotta decide if I'm gonna stick with that or skip as I'm getting on while there's still signal. And now we might be stuck with this.
Seven, 'cause seven ain't nine. Nine is minding his business.
I probably need to block Bare Naked Ladies. Like, that probably needs to be the block canon. Is like Jimmy Buffett, Bare Naked Ladies.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10.
What about nine?
Jack Johnson.
Well, the cattle have to live with eight lives now. Ronaldo will have to make do. Ever since
Dave Matthews. Big Sexy.
I keep my fingers crossed for you.
Big Daddy Cool.
I'm a mad. Yeah, I hear you. I hope so, man. Hey, I keep my fingers crossed for you. All right, my man Montel hits you in the head with some fat banging tracks. That's for the party, but not for the after party.
Ooh.
If you know what I mean.
I don't.
But first things first, I want to talk to the fellas. Fellas, no disrespect. Now, if you're leaving the party without a honey, the second half of this album will not work for you. Because the second half of this album is strictly for the ladies.
Oh.
This is Kevin Nash. And you know, ladies, how I like to do it.
I do know how. I saw
the
Magic
I'm
Mike.
Feeling this, take your panties off. If you're stuck up, just pull it to the side.
What? Oh. Wolfpack is back, causing. Here we go.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch and it's bringing me out of the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out and I'll lay your ship there. See how I leave with every piece of you. Don't
Gasolina, dame más gasolina.
stop on the freeway, and now we're here listening to this. This again. Yep. Hubba hubba zoot zoot. males, they might fuck you up. I guess with the message there. My third favorite Chowder Man song.
Drop-dead handsome face. sparkles. Professional male model.
All right. Pretty much the song I could go the rest of my life with never hearing. Don't necessarily think it's a bad song or like that it's not well used in the film, but no fucking thanks.
I like to move it, move it.
Especially when we could be listening to this.
I like to move it, move it. You like to move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to move it.
Thank you.
and Tuffy welcome you to Angel Encounters at My Makeovers. Hi, I'm Dominique and I have been a Reiki master for many years.
Hi.
During Reiki attunement, I would often sense the presence of
my I Reiki my Lonnie twice a month.
And will be able to visualize them, but never seems to be able to channel them. We ask ourselves, how do you get into the right frame of mind and spirit to actively converse with angelic beings? I'm handing you to Jillian, she will explain.
Yes, how do we talk to angels? Knowing that what you expect is what you manifest, at one of our Reiki workshops, we achieved a beautiful, enlightening experience, which developed a wonderful awareness of their divine presence.
Okay.
And enabled a meditative link of communication which allowed many to attune to their angels,
Yo,
including Dominique.
Everything you're saying makes perfect sense to
based
me.
Upon
Thank
our
you.
Workshops, you'll be beautifully relaxed and you'll be able to open the channels to communicate with the four archangels, Gabriel, Michael, Uriel and Raphael. Communicating with their angels gives the gift of divine guidance and healing, which lights our spiritual path on this earth, and it clarifies many of life's areas, such as family, health, career, and relationship guidance. We suggest that you fully acquaint yourself with the first encounter a few times before you enjoy the second healing track, as this will give you ample time to bond with your angels. The second guided meditation offers you a powerful healing connection with God's Archangel Raphael, who's known as God's Doctor, to enable you to ask for and experience his healing in your life. Unity with this angel gives you the wonderful gift of the restoration of good health and well-being. After asking angels to come into your life, you'll learn to contact them again and again, and you'll be more aware of them in your daily life. Invite them to bring you their peace, protection, healing and guidance. You'll find that if you seek their presence on a regular basis, that your relationship with them will only continue to grow and it'll become of even greater benefit to you. Enjoy the angel encounter.
Angels is gonna teach me the Jek shot. I just know it. To this shit. You see that Warrior 2? on.
Yeah.
well recorded. That's from an artist called Quarterbacks on an album called American Football Gridiron Video Game Soundtrack. And it lists it as being from Madden 06. The internet is poisoning us. And we have to poison it back.